KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. We'd like to welcome our concert club members who come in. They're supporters of the station and get to come in and see these great live performances. So thank you. The Octopus Project has been around for roughly 15 years. They've developed a sound that's really unique. They're currently working on a new album that should be out in a few months. They've got some South by Southwest events coming up, and they're all set up with all their electronica, and they're going to perform for us. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you here. Well, why don't we just have you start off with a tune? What would you like to begin with?
The first one's called Go Small Hybrid.
Studio 1A with Octopus Project, and that was a tune called Small Hundred. Is that something that'll be on the new album?
It most certainly will be on the new album.
So tell us a little bit about the new album and how it might differ from some of your previous stuff.
I feel like a lot of the new tunes are kind of oscillate between sort of garagey noise rock and pretty crisp dance electronic tunes. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
And I think our earlier records were predominantly instrumental, and this record will have more vocal textures.
So what prompted the change in that direction, having more vocals?
It just seemed like a fun new thing to try.
Well, I've noticed you've got some really terrific videos to go along with some of your stuff. How do you incorporate, or are you at all involved in the visuals of the videos?
Yeah, we have a bunch of friends that we work with, but we generally try to do as much as we can ourselves, whether it's live or music videos. So it keeps it fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Toto and I went to film school here. So we're trying to use our major.
So you've also done, speaking of film, you've done film scores for a number of films. Tell us about that.
We've mostly worked with a couple friends, the Zellner brothers, who actually went here as well. We've scored a couple films for them. The latest is called Kimiko the Treasure Hunter, which came out earlier this year. And it was a joy to work with those guys.
We're talking today with Octopus Project, and you've got a South by Southwest, I think, yes. You've got several gigs coming up, but KUTX is sponsoring something at Cheer Up Charlie's this Friday, and you'll be playing with also Golden Dawn Orchestra and some others as well. And then you have an official showcase also at Cheer Up Charlie's on Tuesday the 15th, and you're curating a day party at the Spider House.
Yeah.
So you'll be pretty busy in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think we have 6 shows total.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a bunch of stuff, but it should be fun.
So do you bring all the electronic stuff when you go from venue to venue?
Yep, we take it all and we set it all up and break it all down.
This is a very pared down version.
Yeah, you do like light shows and things like that. So yes. That's incorporated.
We left
into
the
that.
Lights and the screens at home.
Well. Our radio audience won't miss them, I don't think. So, Yvonne and Josh, could you take a moment and introduce the rest of the group?
I'm Josh. This is Yvonne. Over stage left is Lauren on guitar, and Toto will be playing drums in the back.
Okay. And the new album is expected in a few months. Does it have a title yet?
No. If anyone has any good ones, let us know.
Okay. All right. The Octopus Project live in Studio 1A. What would you like to do next?
We're going to play another new song called Invisible Fruit.
Thank you.
We are live in Studio 1A with Austin's Octopus Project playing some new music that you'll be hearing on their forthcoming album, which should be out later in the year. So I understand you're working with Dave Fridman, who's done work with Spoon and Flaming Lips and Tame Impala.
It's true, and we're very excited about it.
Yeah. How did you hook up with him?
We've been fans of his work as long as we've been, for a long time, forever, longer than the band even. And then through some mutual friends, got to get some music to him, some demos, and he liked him enough to want to take us on, which we're grateful for.
All right. Well, best of luck with the forthcoming album. Again, KUTX is sponsoring a showcase this Friday at Cheer Up Charlie's with the Octopus Project. Also, the Golden Dawn Orchestra will be there, and the band's official showcase is Tuesday the 15th, also at Cheer Up Charlie's. Well, we are going to close out the radio portion of this, but the band's going to stick around and play some more for our in-studio audience. So thanks to Josh and Yvonne and Lauren and Toto for coming in today and sharing some new music. And the whole set will be up online, and you get to hear the theremin coming up, and it'll be up online at KUTX.org probably within 24 hours, as well as some video, which thanking Jorge and his crew for filming today as well. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Thanks for tuning in. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.